Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
The death of Dylan McCarthy after a horrific attack outside a pub in Kildare makes all the papers. The Irish Daily Mail says that Gardaí have clear CCTV images of the attack, but the Irish Daily Star front page headline reads, "Too many punches to nail killer." Inside, the paper quotes a Garda source saying that it's a complex case because so many people punch the victim in the head. Two COVID-connected stories in the papers today. The Irish Independent reports that during the COVID pandemic, Irish hospitals spent €1 million on debt collectors to chase unpaid fees and charges from patients. And the Irish Times reports that exercise significantly reduces your risk of infection from the virus. The recommendation is 150 minutes of moderate exercise a week. There are plenty of perennial stories for this time of the year. The Irish Daily Star carries a warning for students to avoid being scammed when renting new accommodation. The Irish Examiner has an article on how to deal with children reluctant to go back to school. One problem, apparently, is the reputation of their new teacher, especially if they're loud or strict. The Examiner also reports that half-price tickets on public transport for students and those under 25 are to stay for the long run. Another positive money story in the Irish Independent tells us that childcare workers stand to get a pay boost of around €3,000 a year, and that's when the first wage deal for the sector is signed off next month. Ed Sheeran fans are in the Irish news. The paper reports that Belfast City Council will provide more security around concerts in the city after locals were traumatised by Ed Sheeran fans earlier in the year. And actor Aidan Turner is in the Belfast Telegraph, where he reacts to all the fuss over that topless photo of him on the set of Poldark. He says that he didn't feel objectified, but he does often think of the fact that another person is often airbrushed out of the photo. She was the makeup artist, painting out a tattoo he had on his upper arm. In the Herald is the report of an African man who took a case to the Workplace Relations Commission. He said that he was discriminated against by a phone company because of his accent. He claimed that a staff member hung up on him and refused to take further calls. The staff member says the man's phone line was so bad that she couldn't make out what he was saying and she thought he was making a sales call. The Workplace Relations Commission dismissed the case, saying that the staff member was credible and the complainant didn't provide evidence that he had made more than one call. One of the photos of the day is in the Irish Times. It shows a well-dressed older woman sitting talking on her mobile phone. She's lit from above, her hair is pulled back into a bun and she's wearing an embroidered jacket. On a wall beside her is a gilt-framed painting from the 1500s of a man in black armour. But the painting is hanging on a rough wall and all around the woman's feet is rubble because she's sitting in an air raid shelter in Kyiv. The Irish Independent has a striking photo too, but this time it's in the category of the ickiest photo of the day. It shows Brian Burke from Birdwatch Ireland smiling out from underneath the hood of his coat. On top of the hood, a tern is perched, and from the looks of it, the tern isn't the first to perch there, because Brian's coat is absolutely covered in bird droppings. And Brian Burke will be on the programme later, but presumably not with the coat.